Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma. I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, February 1st, 2016, Moore Success Team monthly B2B conference call. We actually host this special call the first Monday of every month, and we're very, very excited to hear tonight's special guest speaker. Of course, to introduce her, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our Moore Success Team now after over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you there?
Right here, Randy. I hope you can hear me okay.
Yes, sir.
First of all, Randy, before we introduce the speaker, I'd like to remind them that midnight tonight is the last time you can register for $89 for the Moore's Retreat, so you can tell them how to get on there because I barely can speak. But thank everybody for praying for me. I'm getting better now. It'll be 2 weeks Wednesday since I got sick, but I'm getting better every day, so thank you so very much. And Randy, I'm really excited about this next speaker. Not only is she an outstanding lady, she's very productive. She's just great all over. Performance Club, Power 20, $1,000 Golden App Award, Platinum 4 Executive Director. I could just go on and on. But it's my privilege and my honor to introduce you to Ms. Deanne DeBell. Deanne, welcome to the call.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Moore. Boy, I'm really honored and humbled to be asked on the call tonight. And Mr. Moore, I'm so glad to hear that you're starting to feel better. So you're definitely in our prayers.
Thank you.
Well, in thinking about what I wanted to train on, I thought I'd just kind of tell my story and then go over a few things that I've had to work through my journey. Of course, my journey is still going. It's ongoing, as all of ours is. But maybe I can just give you a few nuggets that can kind of help. I've always been in the legal industry. I was a legal secretary years and years and years ago, and then a paralegal for years. And I studied court reporting in the evenings, and then I was a court reporter for 15 years, owner of a court reporting firm with a business partner, and we would send court reporters to do depositions and in the courtroom, and also strategic planning sessions for major corporations like Nokia, Pacer Global, different companies around the nation. And so that was my field. And I always loved the legal field. I even, for a very short period of time, thought about pursuing going into law and to be an attorney, but that was just very brief because I am very introverted. I have some fears, and that's what I wanted to talk about tonight, is conquering some of our fears. Of course, being in a court reporter, I really sit in the background, write everything that everyone says. I was really just a machine with no voice. And I had a couple of things happen all in just kind of a week period of time. One, I found out that my co-owner of our court reporting firm had racked up about 7 credit cards in our business's name. And so I was like shocked over that. What should I do? I didn't want to do business with her anymore. Should I open another court reporting firm? You know, what should I do? And then the other thing that happened was that I found out that, my daughter got in a car accident when I was out of town, and she really needed some legal help through that as well. And then another thing that happened was that I was on the phone with someone. I can't even remember who it was, but they asked me why I chose court reporting, and I said, well, I don't know. I'm a fast typist, so whatever, I'll go into that. And he said, well, who stole your voice? You are really just a machine. And at that same week, the neighbor around the corner brought me a VHS tape. It was about 12 years ago. And I decided to look at that, and Legal Shield made absolute sense to me. I knew that everybody in America needed this. Being in the courtroom, I saw people come in without representation. Of course, they couldn't afford it. Otherwise, they would have it, right? But they seldom ever won their case. So I just knew that everybody needed this. So I was very passionate about the membership from the get-go. So I dove in. But anytime we do something new, there is that fear. We have to get out of our comfort zone and learn a new industry. So that's what I had to go through. There are different kinds of fear. There are fears that are out of our control, like aging, war, natural disasters. There are fears that involve our ego, rejection, success, failure, disapproval. I know some of us are afraid of success, and that's something we have to work through so that we can achieve that success. There are fears that keep us stuck, like illness, rejection, losing a job. So we have to go through those fears. I finished the book by Susan Jeffers, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. I would highly recommend it for everybody. But she said that there are some fears that are actually instinctual and healthy, fears that alert us to trouble, for example. But there are those fears that hold us back from personal growth, and those are inappropriate and destructive. And it's really blamed on conditioning. You think about it. We don't send our children out for the day and go, have a great day, take a lot of risks. No, we say, have a great day, drive safe, be careful. So subconsciously, we're telling them that the world is not a safe place. So we have those fears. There are five truths about fears. One is that the fear will never go away as long as I continue to grow. That's actually good, because then we're not expecting the fear to go away. We can grow in spite of that fear. The second truth about fear is that the only way to get rid of the fear of doing something is to go out and do it. When we conquer something that is scary to us, it increases our self-confidence as well, and then we're ready to go do the next thing. The third truth about fear is that all you have to do to diminish your fear is to develop more trust in your ability to handle whatever comes your way. And that's so true. When we master something and the fear is gone, it will feel so good that we'll decide that there's something else that we want to accomplish. And guess what? The fear begins again. So every time we do something new, there's that fear again that we have to go through. It's just natural. The fourth truth about fear is that not only am I going to experience fear whenever I'm on unfamiliar territory, but so is everyone else. I'm so glad, because that's good to know that I'm not the only one feeling that way. It's everybody else. So that's comforting to know that. The fifth truth about fear is that pushing through fear is less frightening than living with the underlying fear that comes from a feeling of helplessness. If you've ever had that feeling of helplessness, I absolutely think that's worse than a fear. So I'd rather conquer it than have that feeling of helplessness. So when we expand our comfort zone, the more powerful we become and the more confident as well, which is really important. And I think it's important to think positive. I feel like I'm a pretty positive person, but I do worry a lot. And 90% of what we worry about never happens. That means that our negative worries have less than a 10% chance of being correct. Well, if that's so, then isn't being positive more realistic than being negative? And we think about our own life, and I'll wager that most of us, the things that we worry about never happens. The important issue is not what is more realistic, but rather why be miserable when we can be happy. So we can try not to worry so much, knowing that 90% of the time it's never going to happen, which is always great. One thing that I found in doing my Legal Shield business is that I sought out good mentors and have a good support group around you as well. And I sought out some groupies in different states. Some of them weren't even on our team. And I just learned different styles, different way that they do their business. And then I incorporated that into how I do my Legal Shield business as well. So seek out people. It's okay to ask for help from other people in Legal Shield. And people that you may or may not mesh personality-wise, but, man, you're going to learn a lot from all different successful people. So that was very important for me to do. As we grow in our business, your confidence is going to grow, and confidence is really important. you think about it, confidence is core to what we are either repelling or attracting in our life. Confidence is kind of like our fingerprints. It's all over everything that we do. It has everything to do with the relationships that we attract or the ones that we don't attract. It's in direct correlation to the success opportunities that either find us or avoid us. Our bank account success or our financial struggle. We have seen people that they're born with that natural confidence. They're magnets. We want to be around those people. And the great thing about confidence is that it's a choice. We can choose to be confident because it's a habit. We can create habits that increase our confidence, and they increase our results. And so that's something I've worked on the whole course of my Legal Shield, the 12 years, and I'm always working on that, is just trying to be more confident. And when you actually kind of pretend you're confident, you actually start feeling like you really are too. So I've heard the phrase, fake it till you make it. You know, just look confident and you're going to start feeling that way, which is really nice. Mindset plus skill set equals success. And as we're striving to grow and be successful in Legal Shield, really in anything, it's critical to work on both our mindset and our skill set. And when you combine both of those with laser sharp focus, then we're destined for success. I hear all the time from people that they know everything about Legal Shield. They've got their mindset, you know, they know everything, but they haven't quite worked on their skill set. They need to be out in the field, be active, making every kind of mistake you can make and increase your skills. And I feel like I've made every mistake you can imagine in my Legal Shield employee benefit, the B2B division, still making tons more mistakes in my network marketing side of my business. But I've learned from all of those. So if you're not a failure, if you don't make it, you're a success because you try. I love that quote. You're not a failure if you don't make it. You're a success because you try. That's really important. In learning about top performers and how they become successful, there are three core attributes that I've been learning about. One, top performers have crystal clear clarity with their vision, mission, and goals for their life and their business. So it's that, you know, first of the year, do we have our goals written out? Are they broken down? Are they specific? Are they, do they have a timeline? Are we clear on what our why is? That is so important to do that. Every year my husband and I try to go on a little retreat, just the two of us, and we go over what it is that we want in our life. And we try to stay focused on that for us and our family and our marriage. And we need to do that with our business as well. The second attribute for top performers is that they have established success habits and disciplines that they live on a consistent basis. One thing that I learned from my good friend Travis Alexander, we all know him, and we miss him all dearly, but I learned from him how to, in fact, when I'd visit him and I'd do business in Phoenix, he would have notes and lists of everything he was going to do throughout the day, and it was broken down by wake up, pray, you know, personal development, read the scriptures, get exercise, get dressed. I mean, it was so detailed and broke down his whole day of what he was going to do. And I learned that that is what a leader will do, and it keeps all those distractions from coming in and getting you off track for your day. So I'm very grateful that I learned that from him. And it's really kind of nice, too, to just check those things off when you get them done. It's gratifying to me. It actually makes me feel like I'm getting a lot done during the day. So just a little thing that might help you there. I've been told that I'm very persistent. when I work with companies, when I'm first contacting them to get the appointment, and even after I've done that decision maker meeting and we're going through, okay, when is it time to launch this benefit? Let's go over the hurdles. Why can't we launch that now? And getting all of their objections answered. I'm very persistent. And persistence and perseverance trump talent every time. Some of you may feel that you have challenges or that you're lacking certain skills. Maybe you're new in the B2B division and you're just learning how to contact that decision maker, how to do that DM presentation, how to do the enrollments, every step of the process. But if you have persistence, you will eventually win every time. And guess what? Persistence is a choice. They did a study at Notre Dame by Herbert True, and he found that 44% of all self-calls, self-people, or legal shield people, we don't want to, I guess, call us self-people, but we really are in the B2B division, but 44% quit after trying the first call. 24% quit after the second call. 14% quit after the third call. 12% quit trying to sell to their prospect after the fourth call. You add all of those up, that's 94% quit after before or after the fourth call. So 60% of all sales are made after the fourth call. So if you can remember that, if you can commit to making those fourth, fifth, sixth, however many long it, how many number of calls it takes, you're going to increase your odds at success and closing more groups. And it's okay to always keep that open. I always, if I get the objection, oh, we're busy, or we're not interested in that employee benefit, I always just account it to that they're busy. So if they say, oh, we're not interested in that benefit, or that's not for us, even if they may not know what it is, then I just account it to that they're busy. So I'll just answer that objection. Well, I know you're very busy right now. May I call you next quarter, next month, push it out, but always leave that open-ended. And then when I call them back in next quarter or whenever they gave me permission to, then I'll just use that. I'll just say, oh, hi, you know, you gave me permission to call this next quarter. I know you were busy back when we spoke in February, for example. Just wondering, you gave me permission to call now and that said that this might be a good time to set up that 15-20 minute meeting to go over a benefit that will help your employees be less stressed, more focused, more productive as we help them guard against identity theft and legal issues. How is Thursday at 2 o'clock? And then I guide them into that date and time. So just always keep that objection open. Because really, I just really feel that they're just busy at that time. So just keep that open and be persistent, and you're going to close more accounts. Another thing that's really important to remember is that don't ever quit. And this is kind of one of my mantras. I had a neck injury, it was in 08, I believe. And I couldn't even drive. I couldn't go out of the house. I was in so much pain. Some days I couldn't even walk. And I dropped out of performance club. And it was really a kick in my gut. It knocked the wind out of my sails, and it was difficult. But then I found a naturopath chiropractor, and he helped me on the healing process physically. But I also decided that I was going to work on myself spiritually and get my house in order, be the best wife I could be the best mom. And so I got everything in order, and then I came back to Legal Shield, and I felt I was more empowered and ready to just dive in. And not a couple years after that, then my husband lost his job after 22 years. And I was doing okay with Legal Shield, great extra income, very part-time while I was raising my kids. But when he lost his job, then I decided I was going to put more steam into it. So I put more steam in, and it made my husband, he didn't have to feel the stress of having to just get that first job that he was offered. And so he took about 9 months and found a job that he was interested in. And because my legal show business had grown, it relieved a lot of that stress for our family. So I'm very, very grateful for that. But I didn't quit. I've had other struggles, things that happen, all the mistakes I've made and learned from that, but never, ever quit. And that's one great thing about Legal Shield is you can always, always come back and get in the game again. And so I just love that about our business. So I just want to challenge you, commit yourself to pushing through the fear, work on your skill set and your mindset, become more than you are at the present moment. You deserve all that you strive to be. The you that could be is absolutely colossal. And I want to thank Mr. Moore again for having me on the call. And Mr. Moore, I'll give the call back to you.
Okay, Deanne, this is Randy. If you've got a second, I think I'd like maybe some questions. Would you be free to take some questions tonight?
Sure, you bet.
All right, well, let's just start out in the state of Arizona and to More Success Team Millionaire, Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on? May have her muted out.
Hi, Deanne. This is Linda. How are you?
I'm great. Hi, Linda.
So good to hear your words of wisdom tonight. Is there anything that you do? I know sometimes when you get up, especially when you got to get up and you've got to really, you know, you've got to either leave the house early. Sometimes us groupers get up at obscene hours and go places in the middle of the night sometimes to get the job done. Is there anything that you do or say to kind of get yourself in that frame of mind to get psyched up or ready for your day?
Well, I'm huge into, we're all into personal development, but I love, Chris Hughes did a training in Utah years ago on the power of I am. And I use that in the mornings. I am successful. I am awake. I am a safe driver. I am, so everything I'm doing. So pertaining, if I have to get up on at a crazy, you know, time, again, I just tell myself, I am awake. I am alert. I know what I'll be presenting. I am, you know, so I just use those I am words and keep it positive, and that really gets me going for the day. And all through the day, that helps me.
Oh, that's perfect. Thank you.
You bet.
All right, let's go out to the state of Alabama and another Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy, are you on? Do we have Jimmy in talk mode? I may have him muted out. All right, were we able to get Jimmy on? All right, while we're waiting on Jimmy, let's go out to the state of Idaho and Silver Executive Director, Mr. Damien Schieber. Damien, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me?
Sure.
So,
hi, Damien.
Phenomenal job. Thank you so very much. Quick question. You know, last month I know you went double platinum. So for those that don't know what that means, it means you went platinum on both volume and on team. And I know brokers were a big part of that. How do you approach a broker?
Well, great question. Thank you, Damien. You know, everyone on the call who has experience in recruiting brokers, we know that it's one thing to recruit them. It's another thing to get them into activity mode. I don't necessarily pull up every broker and start calling brokers and try to recruit them. I actually will contact a decision maker at a company, and then they will refer me to their broker, and then I'll do a webinar or meet with them in person and show them the whole Legal Shield benefit, why it's important and helpful to the company and retain their employees, all of that, but also the revenue stream for the broker. And You know, of course, open enrollment period, that last quarter of 2015, I had some companies that was their open enrollment time, and we had brokers that finally went into activity mode. And, yeah, I was excited. I had one that went silver ED, one that went bronze, I believe it was, and one that went ED, and then with my own production ED, that pushed me to platinum as well. So, yeah, I think it was just great timing, and the companies that I had been the decision maker with, and they introduced me to their broker, and, of course, they don't want to miss out on that revenue, so they become a part of our broker program. And that hopefully will encourage them to keep doing that through the year and showing it to their clients, which I'm already seeing because the brokers are already contacting me in, okay, let's work on that next account. So does that answer your question?
Absolutely, and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Damian. Let's go back to the state of Alabama and try Mr. Jimmy Parrish again. Jimmy, are you on?
I'm on, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You're fine.
Oh, good. I'm sorry. I've been trying to get in, but Dan's got great training, and I felt like I was listening to part of my own self, but I want to commend you because it sounded like there were struggles there in getting on and then falling off Performance Club and getting back on, and I guess, you know, we all need to, you know, challenge everybody on the team and everybody really in Legal Shield about sometimes when things don't go our way, and I just want to commend you as you've committed the people on the call tonight to not let some of the things that we would consider to be things that lead to us for not doing the business to get in our way. And I just commend you for some of the excellent training you did about, you know, dealing with some of the rejection and failure and just, you know, non-confidence issues. And I think at some point we all have struggled in some area. And the fact that you've overcome that to such a degree to be able to go out and have such a magnificent quarter that you had, you're to be commended. And I just think you've got nothing but bright future ahead of you, not only with the Moore team, but with Legal Shield in general. So congratulations for that and the wonderful training tonight.
Oh, thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Parrish. Last, let's go back to the state of Oklahoma and to another Millionaire Club member, Mr. David Peterman. David, are you on?
Yes, sir, Randy. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Well, Dan, that's great training. And I agree with Jimmy and the others. You know, we see a portion of that in things that we've all dealt with, but you brought it across in good form, and we appreciate that. I think the building and dealing with the fear and building through it and building on it to be able to build your business. I took two pages of notes, so I just appreciate what you did tonight. And knowing that there are people that are that successful that have gone through a lot of the things, it means so much to, especially those new people coming in, to see that the humanity and just the...
Oh, it says Ted Cruz won the Iowa...
Yeah. Anyway, Deanna, politics aside, the thing is that we appreciate what you're doing and the confidence that gives us in knowing that we can do that and share that with our people and be able to do it. So I'm looking forward to getting a couple of our people on even the replay of this because it was a great training. We certainly appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Peterman.
All right. Thank you, David. And Ms. Deanna DeBell, you did an awesome training tonight. We appreciate you. We're so proud that you're part of the team. You represent us very, very well. And anytime we can have another platinum on the team, of course, we definitely are proud of that. And so you're right at the top of the top, and we're looking forward to seeing you very soon in the future.
Terrific. Thank you again for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Deanna. Let's go back to Mr. Moore to end the call.
Randy, what a great training. Just an outstanding lady, outstanding job, outstanding training. There's not enough I could say to make it as good as it was. Folks, remember, God, family, Legal Shield, thank you so very much, and good night.
Good night, everyone. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for the retreat till midnight tonight, you can still get in for the lower price. Just go to moresuccessteam.com. You can sign up there. Good night, everyone.